I'm Alan Chartok. I'm with Tim Versalotti, director of Western New England University's Poll, professor of political science. Hey, Tim, didn't you used to be associate professor of political science?
I did, yes, and then eventually I was around here long enough that they said, oh, all right, you get to be a full professor.
That's
so
not
that's
the,
what I am.
That's not the way it works. I remember it very hard. That's what we call blood politics when somebody gets up to be full professor. So congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
So let me just start by saying that Donald Trump has proven to many of us, you and me and others who thought he might be a flash in the pan, not to be. And this is something people are walking up to in the street to me saying, Professor, you know so much. Can Donald Trump win this election? And I look at them in the eye and I say, you bet he could. And because he can bring the middle with him. They say, well, what's the difference between him and Cruz? I said, Cruz is an ultimate conservative. He ain't getting the middle. But Donald Trump can get some of that. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're correct. His appeal to independent voters is profound. And we've seen that in the primary season when the primary or caucus is open, in that not just registered Republicans but independents can vote, Donald Trump does better. And so it's clear he appeals to the middle. And as a general election candidate, it's very difficult to predict what the electoral map will look like. Until this point in time, generally speaking, the electoral map was pretty settled except for 7 or 8, maybe 10 states that we call swing states. And they're the same ones that the parties fight about over and over: Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Colorado, Nevada, New Hampshire. And this year, it could be very different. It could be that states with large white blue-collar populations, Pennsylvania, for example, Michigan, Wisconsin even, could be places where Donald Trump's message could play really well. States that the Democrats had taken for granted would be locked down in a typical cycle. And so it bears watching at this point.
So the Republicans are really angry about this. They don't want Trump. I'm having a little problem here. Can you tell me why they don't want him, especially if he can win?
Well, one of the reasons why the party establishment is leery of Donald Trump is that he doesn't seem to be someone that can be controlled. He doesn't need money. He has called the shots in his campaign. His positions are not orthodox in the Republican sense in many, many ways, in terms of his views on social issues, in terms of his views on the economy. And so it's frustrating to the party. He is not the traditional conservative that you would see emerging from the primary and caucus system.
So when they get to the convention, I saw a hint from Trump the other day that he suspects that they might try to change the rules. So, you know, 1,200 plus gets you the nomination right now. But let's say he comes in with 1,200 plus, the chairman of the convention stands up and says, by acclamation, let's make it 2/3 of all of the delegates. And they change the rules. First of all, they can do that, can't they?
They can. They can. The party can change the rules. I think that if he comes in to the convention with the 1,237 delegates that the nominee needs, the party would be hard-pressed to do that. The real question is, what happens if he comes in short?
Look, 1,235.
Right. And so we've seen that happen before. In 1976, Gerald Ford, the sitting president, came up short in terms of nominating delegates against Ronald Reagan. But by the time he got to the convention, he had won over enough uncommitted delegates that it seemed pretty clear that he would get the nomination. And again, that was a sitting president as opposed to an open seat. What the party would have to weigh is the long-term consequences of denying the nomination to Donald Trump if he has a number of delegates that is close to that 1,237 mark. obviously Trump would bolt the party. He would try at that point to get on the ballot in other states. The deadlines are falling right now, though. By July, it would be very difficult to get on many states, but it might be just enough to create some mischief. And I think the party would have to decide, look, we just want to hold on to the Senate and hang on to our majority in the House, because there are even projections now that more House seats could flip with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket than previously had been thought. Democrats are getting excited about some potential seats being in play that they hadn't anticipated. The Republican Party might say, yeah, we're going to lose the White House. We'll do this in order to hang on to our majorities in the Senate and House, and we'll live with it. But there could be long-term damage to the party if events follow that. It could be winning the battle but losing the war.
Well, I think no matter what they do, Tim Vercellotti, I think no matter what they do, they're going to lose the war. I mean, it's looking that way to me. I don't know. But so wait a second now. So he used the R word, riot. He said there would be riots if he were denied it. What do you make of that?
That seems to me, as a political observer, to be a very poor choice of words. Even if the prospect was there to signal to your supporters, even inadvertently, that some type of violent demonstration would be the answer to this, just seems like an off-the-cuff remark that was not well thought out. And you know that since he made that comment, he has not returned to it.
Yeah, he's brought it back. Mitt Romney gets up there and gives a terrible anti-Trump speech. As soon as I heard it, I said, well, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. My mom told me that. But here's the point. This guy's hoping for an open convention, and then he becomes the candidate again. Seemed perfectly obvious to me.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm not sure he has the fire in the belly to give it another go. I think he feels there are members of the party who could be credible candidates. I think when Romney made that speech, he was thinking about his old running mate, Paul Ryan, as a potential savior to the party. Ryan has since said no. He's not interested in the presidential nomination. What really undermined Romney's speech when he called for some alternative to Trump was that he didn't identify one. There was no one individual that anyone in the party has called for people to coalesce around.
It's him. I'm telling you, it's him. That's what he was trying to do. But we won't know. And, you know, as for Ryan saying no, he's not going to run for vice president, they always say that till they run for vice president.
Well, in this case, it's seeking the presidency, and I think it would be very unusual for a sitting House speaker to seek the presidency. He's barely gotten the speaker's office repainted, and I say that euphemistically.
Yeah, but if they tell him,
brand new.
But if they tell him, you got to do it. For us, save the party, save the party. He'd have to do it, wouldn't he?
It would be a real test of Ryan's word and his character. It would be very interesting to see how he would react under those circumstances. There are other elder statesmen or younger statesmen, Paul Ryan's actually not that old, who could step in as well and lead the party forward. It's a question of figuring out first how many delegates Donald Trump takes with him to Cleveland
right.
for the nominating convention.
Okay, Tim Vercellotti, we only have a few seconds, but I'm going to tell you this. I want you to do a stratified poll. I want you to ask the following question. Don't all politicians lie? And when you get your answer, which I think is going to be positive, you'll understand why it doesn't matter if he lies. Don't you see?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if there's some variation in that measure there.
Great to talk to Tim Vercellotti of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science and a brilliant man. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Alan.